So how about your 22-year-old man?
So the 22-year-old, so that's a young gentleman who had adenopathy in the left axilla, and a biopsy again was performed on the outside, and both the patient and the pathology material were referred to our center. The outside diagnosis was referred to as lymphocyte-rich classical Hodgkin lymphoma. Not a very common subtype, but it's part of the spectrum of NS and mixed cellularity, but it's much less common. So we did some additional immunohistochemistry, and we actually revised the diagnosis quite significantly to an uncommon form of Hodgkin lymphoma that is to be distinguished from what we call classical Hodgkin lymphoma, which includes the NS and the mixed cellularities and the lymphocyte rich. We changed the diagnosis on the basis of immunohistochemistry and the morphology to a diagnosis that is known as nodular lymphocyte predominant Hodgkin lymphoma. And that has, there's lots of issues about the appropriate therapy, but it has significant connotations for one, the approach in many centers to the treatment, but also the expectation of survival, the chance of relapse, the actual chance of histologic progression is very different in that rare, only 5% of all Hodgkin lymphoma is nodular lymphocyte predominant, but there are lots of issues about how that might behave clinically. And so we, in fact, changed the diagnosis. That distinction can sometimes be a challenge for many people. That's, to be honest with you, neither of those diagnoses, lymphocyte-rich classical Hodgkin or nodular lymphocyte-predominant Hodgkin, are common diagnoses. They're uncommon, so the average pathologist will not see many of those in a year, if they see any.
You said that the IHC was very important here. What specific assay?
So not really the CD20. The CD20 is expressed in a subset of classical Hodgkin lymphoma. But if we think back about the diagnosis that we established, nodular LP Hodgkin lymphoma, the so-called LP cells, which are scattered amongst macronodules, will express CD20, but they don't express CD15. They don't express CD30. The cells in the microenvironment are very characteristic and different. The LP cells will often express CD79A, another B cell marker that's useful that you almost never see in classical Hodgkin lymphoma. They express BCL6. They can express epithelial membrane antigen and a number of other markers. So if you have a reasonable test menu, you can distinguish them. I actually think that on the basis of H&E with an experienced set of eyes, it's not that hard to make the distinction. Nodular lymphocyte predominant Hodgkin lymphoma, is really characteristic. When you've seen a lot of it, you can recognize it. And it does look different than cases of lymphocyte-rich classical Hodgkin, although both will have this nodular appearance at low power.